Well, I'll say this. Good question. I would say this much. There's a sense in which there's yes. Not that I would feel bad because I didn't do anything that was wrong in order to have what I have. But I also remember that I didn't do anything so good that would make God want to give me. What people don't understand, too, is that what we're really looking for, we're looking for a joy and happiness in life. And that very, very often, the people who get the things that we call blessing, that I have so much, I have a nice house, I have a so forth and so forth, is really not such a great blessing. Because what we end up doing is putting our hope and trust and love in it. And you look, many people in the world, that I've traveled 40-plus countries of the world, been with the poorest people in the world, and found some of the happiest, most joyful people I've ever seen in my life. They have nothing. And I think, how can you be happy? You don't have anything. And then I realize, no, you do. They found the Lord. They found that because of their poverty, they look to the Lord, and they look to Him, and they find an incredible life. Whereas at the same time, I see so many people that have so very, very much. And they're like the lady Judy I was talking about, and many others like them that say, I've got everything, but I'm miserable inside. So in the sense, I wouldn't feel guilty if God chooses to grant me to have things that are pleasurable and good in and of themselves, nothing wrong with them. But at the same time, I used to live in Macon, Georgia for a few summers. I worked there back in my college and graduate school years. And I'd go back to that same job each summer. And where I had to go from where I lived to where I worked, I had to go down the same street, and there was a little couple that looked like maybe their 60s, I don't know. But they had a grocery cart, and they were going garbage can to garbage can. And they were going through the garbage and finding stuff that might, you know, satisfy them for what they need, a little food or whatever. But when I'd see them driving, they were always holding hands, and they were always smiling. That's what made me feel guilty. I'd drive by and I'd say, God, why are they so very happy with so little? Answer, because that's not where you find your happiness. I don't know their story, don't know their life, but I know this, that I've learned this much. It isn't based on how much you have that makes you blessed or not blessed. And so, but if God does allow you to have things that are good and pleasurable, there's nothing wrong with that. That's okay. So that would be my response, okay?